And the night I was there, and I'm sure on the other nights, there was such a silence when the lights went down.
Quite a scary silence
it
as a really performer.
It really was, wasn't it?
You're like, well, did they just like that, or did they hate it? And why is it so, do you know what I mean? When the silence is just so long, thinking, are they not clapping because they're not sure?
We were very shocked.
I think that was it, though. Everybody said that. So they were really, they felt, I think because, you have to remember that this is only an hour and a quarter, this piece. You know, there's no interval. There's nothing. It just runs straight through. But the text and the orchestration is very dynamic. And it's just, I think it's a lot for an audience member to take in an hour and a quarter. And I think people kind of left feeling a bit like, oh my goodness, what what did we just experience there?
Yes.
I think it was, a lot of people were left quite sort of and they were affected by it.
I think it was the relevance as well, the relevance.
Absolutely.
And the reality of a young man, so it was like saying, oh, can I borrow your fast car and get in the car and catastrophe or an accident. But much more than that, I think it was...
Well, it's just the recklessness of it, isn't it?
The recklessness.
One man's recklessness.
Yes, exactly.
That could have an effect on the whole world, which, I mean, actually is very relevant to...
Precisely.
You know,
we won't mention names.
We won't mention names.
About American presidents.
No.
At all.
At all. We wouldn't want to do that.